I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this awesome Sunday morning. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We're so excited that you're with us. We have an amazing show this morning. I am super excited about the guest that's in the studio with me today. You may recognize her name. She's Little Miss Popularity all around town. Nikki Romaine is in the house today. Hey, Nikki.
Hey, hello, Central Illinois. Thank you for tuning in.
This is going to be so great because we just met like maybe what, a couple months ago at best. I came out to your Arts and Culture Center and was like, I came to talk to you guys about speaking at our conference.
Yes, and we're so excited. Thank you.
I know. I'm so excited too. You guys are going to be speaking on February the 1st at our kickoff Motivational Leadership Conference. So that's really awesome. But we got a lot of stuff to talk about today, and that's down the road. We got some fun stuff happening, like coming up this week.
We do. We're excited about it.
On October 26th, we are going to be talking about over the show and just filling you guys in on a great fundraiser that you guys are having over at the Romaine Arts and Culture Center. But our weekly winning word is contribute. And so when I was thinking, it's just a perfect opportunity because we wanted to share about, I'm going to butcher this. I've been practicing. So I'm going to say the first part. And Nikki, you're going to say the second part.
Absolutely.
Okay?
I got you.
Dia de
los muertos. Yes. Love never dies.
Doesn't that sound beautiful when she says it? You do not want to hear me say it. So that's what's happening on October 26th. And it's a great way for us to contribute to their awesome not-for-profit organization, Art Inc. And so we're going to be talking about that. But we're also going to talk about some ways that we can contribute every day in our lives. And really, that's what you and Jonathan are doing.
Yes, on a daily basis.
On a daily basis, right here in our community, Nikki. So let's just start there because you guys just purchased this school.
Yes. So I'll kind of go a little back in our history. So Jonathan drove past Greeley School one day about, it was actually over 5 years ago. He drove past Greeley School and he came home and he's like, hey, you want to buy a school? And I'm like, let's do it. Now, prior to that, you know, separate from each other, we have a passion and a mission in our lives to give back because both of us were saved by the arts. So his background is visual arts. My background is performing arts. So I went to school. I studied theater at Columbia in Chicago. And so separate from each other, we had our own missions. So when we met, I had just finished writing a one-woman show that dealt with women empowerment and a lot of the struggles that I went through in my life. And so when I met him, he had like a brochure talking about his life and all his struggles and how he does speaking engagements and empowers, you know, guys. I was like, that's what I want to do with my story. So we actually started talking based off of that. And from there, we just talk about things that we could do together. And then it was like, hey, let's really do this together and get married. So that was kind of the driving force that brought us together. So now, you know, here we are 8 years later, and it's that is like our driving force. And like you talk about purpose-driven life and contributing, like that's what we do. That's what inspires us on a daily basis. So anyway, so together we talked about doing like speaking engagements and things where we could empower, tell his story. And so when he came home and said, hey, you want to buy a school? What that meant was that we will have a sustained impact on the lives of kids where it's not just a weekend or a day or a workshop, but continuous sustainable impact. So I was all in. So basically, he courted the school district for about 3 years. That was kind of crazy because the first financial, the CFO was completely on board, but then he left. So we had to start all over. Jonathan had made this whole business plan and all this kind of stuff. So finally they came around, and in January of 2018, we put down the deposit for the school building. And yeah.
No, I just was thinking, wow, who's in charge of selling a school? Like, did they have a realtor, or was it just kind of empty building just sitting there?
So the school district, Peoria Public Schools, they were taking care of the building. And you've been inside. It has great bones. So they actually were taking care of it. But yeah, they did have a realtor, and the realtor is the one who showed us around and everything. But yeah, so the realtor showed us around, and then we had Mick Willis, who's the CFO. They were telling us everything that we needed. So when we put down that 10%, they basically allowed us the time to go through zoning, to really go through and do our due diligence, so that if there was anything that came up where it was like, oh my gosh, this is over our heads, we cannot do with this, we would be able to pull out.
Right.
So obviously we didn't find anything. We did go through and the zoning with the city, and there was some opposition, but we prevailed through all of that. And then we closed in July of last year.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. And so now it is the Romaine Arts and Culture Center.
Yes. So we have turned it into the Romaine Arts and Culture Center. So for about a full year, so we closed in July, and then we did our soft opening in June. And we opened our doors. Oh my gosh, it has been a heck of a year. So in the midst of that, we also had the State Farm Neighborhood Assist grant that we won. That was $25,000. We did an online GoFundMe. So these are ways that the community and people contributed to us. We go back to that word contribute, right?
Right.
So the community contributed to us by voting for us to win the State Farm grant and contributing funds. We had our first fundraiser in January, and that was a huge turnout. At our soft opening, we had so many people that showed up and showed out for us. So when you talk about contribute, not just us contributing on a daily basis, but this community, the community of Peoria, has contributed greatly to us.
That's awesome. And I know, I remember voting. Like every day I was yes. voting, and I didn't even know what I was really voting for or what you guys were doing, to tell you the truth. But I'm like, it's in Peoria.
Let's do it.
It's an art center. They're buying a school. It sounds amazing, mm-hmm. you know? And so I thought, why not? And I just wanted to see you guys win. I just love doing, you know, something in our community that seemed like a really cool thing.
Yeah.
And so I voted, even though I didn't really know and understand what I was voting for. But I sure found out when I came over and visited. I think I spent probably 2 hours with you and Jonathan.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I could have stayed all day. It was so cool. The work that you guys have done in that building, and it is just really cool. And Jonathan's art, we're going to talk a little bit about that, and just what you're doing for the kids and the classes, so much stuff. You guys stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. We are in the studio today with one part of the Romaine family, Nikki Romaine, and we are talking about our weekly winning word, contribute. I love this word. It's actually one of the pieces of the puzzle that we talk about with I've Decided, that's a part of success. If you are going to be successful in your goals and dreams, if you are going to reach your maximum potential, you have to contribute. That is just a piece of the success puzzle. And so it's a great word. And obviously, Nikki, you and Jonathan are contributing in so many ways in our community. I am looking forward to, I got my tickets. I'm Yay. Looking forward to October 26th for the bash that we're going to get to participate in over at the Arts and Culture Center. But I've got this article that says, how can we contribute every day? And it really just ties in with what you guys have going on. And it's like, one of the things is through making connections.
Mm.
And it's like, you contribute when you get yourself out, when you put yourself out there and you start making connections, just kind of like, when I reached out to you guys, I'm like, I'm going to make this connection here because there's something good going on and I want to see how I can contribute. And it's kind of like that flow and ebb.
Yes.
Right? You contribute and it comes back and it kind of goes out. But
exactly.
So you got the school. You guys bought the school. You've been going for a year. You've been remodeling. It's looking beautiful. And you have a really cool, some things happening in there where you've connected with some local partners. Share with that.
So, like I mentioned, so we had our soft opening in June, at the very end of June, and then we actually opened up for our summer camp. So we had a summer camp in July. It was a month long, ages 11 to 14. And when you talk about, you know, contributing, we had a partnership. So we have several partnerships, but for our summer camp, Quest, so Tanya Jenkins is actually on our board, and she brought in about 11 Quest students to experience our summer camp. In addition to that, Peoria Public Schools in the month of June, they brought over, as a part of the 21st Century program, we did 3 murals with a lot of students from Glen Oak and Tree Wynn. They contributed to us by gifting us their students. So we have a partnership with Peoria Public Schools. We have a partnership with Quest. Also, Illinois State University, their CMAS department, contributed it's called the Smart Grid for Schools. So it's in the lower level of our building, and it's basically a grid that shows kids and adults how to conserve energy and how a grid works in a city. So not only are you learning about how the energy works, but also it has like a mock home where you can actually learn why your mom is telling you to turn the light off all the time and turn your TV off because you're wasting energy. But you can actually really experience that. So you can fully understand why. Why is she telling me to turn the light off? So that is a huge component. Also, we partnered with the University of Illinois Extension Master Gardeners Program. These women are absolutely amazing. So we have the Let Us Share Romaine Community Garden, and they went above and beyond. So Jonathan has an aunt who basically spearheaded that whole project. Her name is Gaynell Brewer. And because Jonathan and I were focused on the building.
Right.
We want the garden, but we just didn't have time to go over there and build a garden while we're trying to get this school up. So Gaynell reached out to the U of I Extension Program, and these women just came on board. And if you see this garden, if you go on our website and look at the pictures, it's absolutely amazing. And one gardener in particular, her name is Wilma Brockett. She went above and beyond. Her husband and two of his friends basically made a site plan for the fencing and everything, and they built it. And everything over there was completely voluntary. So Illinois American Water, they contributed. We got a grant through them. Keystone donated the fence. The city donated mulch and soil. You're talking about all these different parts coming together to make this community garden. And now it's up. And we have given food in the community. So people come by on a daily basis to meet Molly and Wilma. And also when we have an overflow, we've given to churches in the area as well. And eventually, once we get our kitchen redone, we'll have a portion where we'll teach kids how to grow their food. Then they'll come in and cook it and have stuff to take home for the weekend. So, I mean, there are so many components that are going on. Also, with our partnership with Peoria Public Schools, we have... we're in Glen Oak, Tree Wynn, and Manual. We have after-school programs. We provide sewing, visual arts, drama, STEAM DIY, cooking classes, yoga. I mean, you name it, anything arts-related we have going on. And we also just launched a Family and Me program, which is for ages 0 to 5. And our first class is Spanish. So, like, my 4-year-old daughter is in one of those classes. We have high school film. So, for high school students, we have a film class going on, and that's actually in conjunction with Big Picture. So they are contributing to us. So they bought the computers, they pay the teacher's salary. It's amazing. All these partnerships are helping us to build and do our art programs. It also, one other cool thing about that film class is Illinois American Water has partnered with us for that, and the kids are actually shooting videos for Illinois American Water. So when their workers go out into the community, they're looking at instructional videos to show them exactly what they need to do. And our students are going to be shooting those films.
Oh, wow. That's so cool.
There's just so much. I'm trying to think of everything. And then also with our partnership with Peoria Public Schools, they have the online learning academy that they're reaching out to the homeschool community. So we will provide the arts component for that. For any homeschool kids that need arts credits,
right,
we'll provide the arts classes for that during the day.
Well, I could just see a lot of, I have a good friend who homeschools her four kids, and I can see them coming over to the art center and spending a day.
Exactly.
And doing some fun, cool things.
Exactly.
And scheduling. So obviously you guys are doing field trips and things
yes.
like that for the kids.
Mm-hmm. Over the summer, we had Pals Daycare. They came yeah. and did a field trip. And then now with the Smart Grid for Schools, we'll have tours coming in for that as well. And then we're also building a Tot Town. So Tot Town will be like a small little community with mock, like a little small Home Depot, a little Kroger, and things like that, so that the kids can come in for their field trip and then experience these little, a little mock town where, you know, they go grocery shopping with their parents, but now they can go in there themselves and be the cashier and live their own little life in their little town.
That's awesome. It's like a it's like a little museum inside
yes,
of there where they
yes.
can come in and mm-hmm. Learn some of those things. So when we participate, then I feel so good about the tickets that I purchased, knowing that the money is contributing to all of those
exactly.
amazing things that mm-hmm. you're talking about. So we got just a few minutes before we have to take a break, but one more time, I'll let you say the name. It's Dia de
los Muertos, Love Never Dies. So that's Dia de los Muertos, Love Never Dies.
And that event, you can still buy general admission tickets.
Yes.
It's on October 26th. And but you had VIP tickets, but that sold out.
Yes, we sold out yesterday morning.
So general admission, you can still get tickets for that. It is happening October 26th. I will be there. When we come back from break here in just a few minutes, we're going to talk about what do we wear, what can we expect, you know, all that cool stuff. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the I've Decided radio show. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show today. We're so happy that you're here with us and tuning in. I hope you are enjoying learning about the Romaine Art and Culture Center and Nikki and Jonathan Romaine and all the awesome ways that they're contributing to our community and how we can really contribute and help them as well. Because our weekly winning word this week is contribute. In fact, the actual definition of that says to give something, especially money, in order to help achieve or provide something. It's to help, to cause, or bring about. So I love the word contribute. It really is important when it comes to your success. And that's what I've decided is all about. Our purpose is to help you achieve your goals, whatever that might be. We provide all the pieces of the puzzle for your success. So you could think about us almost like a gym for success. So when you join our community, you're like joining a gym to help you in successfully achieving your goals and dreams, whatever that might be. So we'd love to have you. If you have not joined our community yet, you can do that at ivedecided.org. And while you're there, take a look at the resource page. There's about 60 local businesses and organizations who are a part of our I've Decided community, and they're here to help you, provide you the tools and resources and the things that you will need along your success journey. So we're very happy to have them on board with us and want to give them a shout out because it's because of their contribution to I've Decided that we're able to have a radio show and share with you and give you all this great information and all of the amazing things that we do, like our motivational leadership conferences that we put on every year and all of our programs that are part of your success. So be sure to check us out at ivedecided.org. So Nikki, I was reading through my little sheet here and talking about how we can contribute every day. And one of the ways it says is by using our strengths and gifts, which obviously that's what you and Jonathan are doing.
Yes, using our strengths and gifts. And that is what we do because our strengths and our gift is in the arts. And so that's our lane. You know, we are wanting to be the arts component, not only for the community, but for other businesses as well. So if there are other nonprofits or businesses that want to provide arts to their kids, they can bring them over to us because that is our lane and that is our strength and that is our gift.
Yeah, it's like a resource center for the arts, which exactly. is, I mean, which is awesome. I mean, that's exactly, it's so cool. So we were talking about, you were sharing with us all the things that you guys have going on in that building, which is like amazing, everything.
Yes. Thank you.
And the different classes. So if someone is thinking, I really want to go check this place out, you know, I've driven by there, I saw the sign or I've seen the information and I just didn't understand it clearly. Are there tours? Can they come for a visit? How do they sign up for the classes?
Right. So the best way to find out what's going on at Art Inc. is to visit our website. So our website is www.artincpeoria.org. That's ARTINCPeoria.org. And on there, you will find any classes that are going on. You'll also find out ways that you can volunteer, because we do need volunteering. So ways to contribute, of course, monetary. And we have that link on there as well. But also your time. You know, time, treasure, and what is the other
talent.
T? Talent. Time, talent, and treasure. So, for example, your time could be volunteering. I know I need administrative help and all types of things in the building. Your talent, if you are gifted in music or art or any of those things, you could actually volunteer to teach. So there are all different ways that you can help us out. And as far as tours, you can on the website, you can find out how to get a tour. Also, another way to contribute is if you have a class or a business and you need to meet somewhere, we have rental space. So any of our classrooms are available for rent for $15 an hour. We made it very affordable so that people in the community that we're in can be able to afford to rent out. It's a 2-hour minimum requirement, but we have a room where you can have a board meeting for up to 10 people. We have an office space. So if you work from home, but you want to have a really important meeting with a client, you can rent that space and it's full of artwork, so it's nice and pretty. And then our classrooms, so we've had board meetings for Alignment Peoria, Peoria Public Schools is coming there. So any of those spaces are available, even birthday parties or whatever it is that you'd like to have and you want a really great space, that we're available for that. Also our theater. Our theater space is available for rent. And that one is more expensive, obviously, because it's a big space and it's really beautiful. And when you come to Dia de los Muertos, you'll actually get to see how beautiful it is. But the theater is $100 an hour during the week, and on the weekends, it's $200 an hour. So, yes, that's a great way to contribute as well. And our classes are actually pay what you can. So the students and the people that we reach out to in the North Valley as well as the South End, if they can't afford to pay, the class is free. So that's a huge way to contribute to us, is also to donate, because we don't charge for our classes.
Right. It's just pay what you can.
Pay what you can.
I was going to say, make sure you share that, because that's just another good reason why, like I said, I feel so good about buying the tickets to come to your event that's happening on October 26th. All right, so let's start talking about this, because we're going to have to probably spend the whole last segment talking about what I'm going to wear.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
I have to figure this out, because this is, talk about, you know, doing something outside of your comfort zone, right? Contributing to something that's new to you.
Yes.
This whole concept is, this event that you're putting on is something my husband and I have never... We've never participated in anything like this.
And that, so the
so
reason.
So help us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So tell us what it is.
Yes. Well, just a little bit. So the reason why I named the building the Arts and Culture Center is because I'm a big city girl. I've lived all over. And I felt one of the things that I was missing here was culture. So the reason why I chose this event, Dia de los Muertos, it's a huge Mexican holiday. And I thought, what a great way to shine a light on this culture and this. So Dia de los Muertos actually means Day of the Dead. And it's not a scary thing. What it is that you're honoring people that have passed away. And so that's why we decided to do this. And also every year we will celebrate the life of a Peorian that has passed away, but that has contributed greatly to the city of Peoria. So this year our tribute is Glenn Barton. And we're really excited about that. So some of the things that will be going on, we'll have a cash bar, we'll have live music. The Peoria Folklore Ballet will be performing. They'll be doing a dance for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll also be having that tribute to Glenn Barton, which will actually be done by John Morris. And there'll be a costume contest. Best dressed contest. That's probably what's scaring you.
Contest. Well, I know that the people who have bought their VIP tickets, they're going to get their makeup done.
Mm-hmm.
And so those of us who have general admission, we just need to make sure we dress well. And I'm probably going to have to, I'm going to have to get online because I saw last week when you were on WMBD, your little hair piece mm-hmm. and all that good stuff. So when we get right, when we come back, we're going to talk about what to wear when you buy your tickets for this event. Stay with us. Welcome back to the I've Decided Radio Show. We are in the studio today with the lovely Nikki Romaine. And we've just been having a great conversation about our weekly winning word, contribute, and also just talking to Nikki about all the amazing things that her and Jonathan have going on over at their Art and Culture Center, the Romaine Art and Culture Center, and how we can contribute and help. And I'm getting more excited as we've been talking about this event that's happening on October 26th. The Dia de los Muertos.
That was so good, Kim.
It's taken me the whole show to get brave enough to actually even try to say that.
You said it. Very, very good.
Love never dies. And so this is a Hispanic tribute, and it's a holiday, a Mexican holiday.
It is.
And obviously, culture is huge, as you've been saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking forward to it because it says we're going to have cocktails. That sounds great. Authentic Mexican food.
Yes, catered by Casa de Arte.
Oh, and, my friend Maria Galindo
and
her family.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And Panaderia Ortiz, which is right around the corner from where we're located. So we'll have authentic tacos from Casa de Arte. We'll have tamales from Ortiz and rice and beans, too.
Oh, I cannot wait. That sounds delicious. Okay, so it says attire. Theme or artsy chick?
Artsy chic.
Oh, artsy chic, see?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So basically what that means. So the theme is Dia de los Muertos, which is you can wear Mexican attire. So you have the long, flowy skirts, or I ordered a dress that has the bright flowers on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's all different types of things that you can wear for the theme. Now, artsy chic basically means you can wear whatever you want. What a lot of people are doing is wearing all black. And then accessorizing. So the flowers in your hair, that's a huge part of this theme. The flowers in your hair, obviously the makeup, and then flowers and, bright,
Hispanic attire,
yes.
Really, like dressy Hispanic attire.
Mm-hmm. Or again, if you do not have Hispanic attire or you don't want to purchase Hispanic attire, wear all black and then wear bright, colorful accessories, your headdress with lots of flowers in it, bright, vibrant accessories like necklaces and bracelets and things like that. So it's very bright and colorful.
Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting. Okay, but what about the guys? What are they supposed to wear?
So the guys, again, all black is the go-to.
Okay.
They have their makeup done too. So they wear the, I forget what it's called, but you wear the makeup, and I can kind of send you some screenshots of different makeup that maybe you can post for people to see.
I don't know if we'll be in makeup or not, but maybe is there a hat?
Oh, like, also there's, you can wear a hat. The guys wear hats. There's tons of pictures of them wearing top hats and things like that. But it's not uber dressy. You don't have to get super dressed up. You could wear like black jeans and, you know, like a lot of Mexicans have the cowboy look, right?
Oh,
so you
yeah.
see that a lot. The mass, like the Mardi Gras mass, they have Dia de los Muertos type of mass. And on yesterday, I was on WMBD, and we had the mass, and we got them from the costume trunk. So they have a lot of mass over there.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was trying to remember, because when I saw you on the show that WMED, you guys were wearing the mask.
Exactly.
And the,
yep.
You had the feathers in your hair, some kind of hair dress.
It was the flowers. So we ordered, I actually ordered those offline with the flowers. It's a headband with flowers glued to them and then the little dangly strings hanging down.
Well, I'm just going to have to call my girl Maria. She'll help me out. Mm-hmm. She might even have a dress I can borrow or something.
She probably would. I would not doubt it.
I love that. And I love that that's again, that way of connecting is through making those connections that you're working with that Hispanic community to bring this culture to life, to do something cultural there.
And one of the things, like Casa de Arte, I don't know if you actually saw, we were on the cover of Peoria magazines with Maria and Arturo.
Yes.
And so that's where that connection was made. And then I love what they're doing. They have a bar and then they feature different artists. So I was like, oh my gosh. So then I had tacos from Tianguis, Maria. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, they are such great people. I would love for them to be a part of this. And so I have Maria on my fundraising committee and I'm like, you guys should do the tacos. And she's like, yeah, we got that. And then when we first moved in, there was Ortiz was right around the corner. We would eat there almost every day. And we didn't have a bathroom in our building. So I would always go use their bathroom. And they just had a newborn baby. And so I just feel like I'm in their life. And,
right.
And so I would be remiss not to have them be a part of this event. So a huge part of what we do is shining a light on people like yourself that just come over and that contribute to us. We want to pour back into you as well. So that is a huge part of what we want to do. Another thing is our hosts. I keep forgetting. Our hosts are Matt George and Sylvia Garcia Rojas. So Matt George is the executive director of Children's Home. And when we first met him, he is absolutely amazing and has connected me to so many people. He's actually Jonathan's mentor. So Children's Home is doing so many great things and we're working on a partnership with them. And then Sylvia Garcia Rojas, she's actually the executive director of PAME. I don't know if you've heard of them.
No.
But so PAME actually does fundraisers for other nonprofits. Amazing.
How cool is
right?
that?
So they just, last year they did a huge fundraiser for Neighborhood House where they had a bunch of children dancing. It was on the ICC stage. Then they did a fundraiser earlier this year for OSF Children's Hospital. And our kids that are in our program actually contributed. So they had kids do artwork. They decorated capes for kids in the hospital. So for sick kids, these kids in the community decorated capes empowering these kids. Like they're superheroes because they're fighting cancer. And so the kids got to learn about cancer. They got to learn about these sick kids in the hospital. And they created these capes and they did a fashion show.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did this idea just come to you or have you ever been to an event like this before? Have you been to a fundraiser this or did this just come to you?
I have not been to a fundraiser like this. But there are other fundraisers like this. And so I was kind of thinking of a concept that would shine a light on culture. And then I love Dia de los Muertos. I love the sugar candy skulls and stuff like that. And I was like, we're in a predominantly African-American and Latino neighborhood. This will be perfect.
Right.
So with the concept of culture, and also one huge thing that I really, really thought about was the shining a light on someone that has passed away. And so Day of the Dead, right? You're celebrating and honoring the people that have passed away. So tying that into it was just like, this is
that
it.
Makes perfect sense. And so that'll be great. So, all right. Lots of good reasons for you to contribute to this fundraiser. I hope that I'll see you there. Get online, get your tickets. It's October 26th and be a part of this amazing day. Thanks, Nikki.
Thank you for having
me. How fun. All right, guys, we'll be back next week. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?